support from the Crown. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So my platform is called Healthy Children, Strong America, and is all about defeating childhood obesity in America.
You know, it's not every day farmers get a show of support from somebody like Miss America, but Betty Cantrell can relate, and she's seeking support from farmers and all Americans to help get our kids off of electronics and on their feet.
Growing up around farming, and I've always had fresh fruits and vegetables readily available to me, and lots of farmland to play on, but I realized that a lot of children aren't so fortunate growing up, and with today's technology, they're really kind of addicted to electronics, and I'd like to kind of get them back to playing outdoors and putting down the cell phones and the video games, really trying to help them realize where their fruit and vegetables come from, which is right from our farmers.
Betty Cantrell, who was Miss Georgia, was crowned Miss America last September, and now she's traveling the country getting her message out about the importance of a healthy diet and exercise. And she was a keynote speaker during the American Farm Bureau's Young Farmer National Leadership Conference in Kansas City, and she helped announce the first Bees to the Table contest, a new national competition for schools that encourages children in kindergarten through fifth grade to plant, raise, and harvest peas this spring.
We're doing a project with schools all over the country where they can grow peas, and it's like a contest to see who can grow the most peas the fastest. So it's kind of helping them to learn that they can grow their own food. A lot of kids don't even know where their food comes from. So it's kind of cool helping them to grow healthy foods, but also showing them where their food comes from at the same time.
The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture named the book First Peas to the Table by Susan Grigsby as its book of the year, and now the contest will be held this spring to see which school grows the most peas, and the grand prize?
They get a visit from me, so it's going to be great. And then I get to come talk to them about Miss America and, you know, about how I'm trying to make a difference in the world and hopefully inspire them.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.